Well, wait a minute. Let me back up. You're welcome on Wednesday mornings. For somebody here Wednesday morning, you're welcome on Wednesday nights, Friday nights, and Sunday mornings. And also, it's going to be some Sunday nights. So we trying to get our money's worth out of it. People say, well, I want my money's worth. You go to the buffet, I got one plate ain't enough. I got to get my money's worth. Pay a lot of money for this building, for this land. We got to get our money's worth. Sunday just ain't doing it. You know, we got to get busy. And I see the folk are really getting busy. There again, thank God for the teachers here. And I've just been praying for us, the teachers and pastors and the helps. Lord, you help us. Get us stirred up, you know. Help us, Lord. Increase us. That was my prayer. Increase the teachers, Lord. You know, we get that increase, we feel like, oh, I can do it now. I'm going ahead now. Something down in me telling me to go ahead. You know? Something down in me. Lord, put something down in me this morning. Tell me to go ahead. Because you can go ahead. You don't have to be still and let the devil whoop you up. Amen. Say that again, Sister Gwen. Sure don't. You ain't got to let that devil whoop you up. You know? You weak if you letting the devil whoop you up. Because he ain't got no power. He only got just like what we got. We got a measure of faith. He got a measure of power. But our Father has all the power. God has all the power. And he's giving it to who? To us. He's giving it to you. So that devil just been lying, deceiving us, tricking us, you know. Man, I mean, having us, you know, put that thing out there. Come on. Come on. I got him now. Come on. Before you know, you look around, we're passing them, man. Oh, I done got too far off. But God is a good God. I thank the Lord this morning. I heard my sister this morning and Brittany. Said the waiting part is the hardest part. Guess what? We got to wait because I'm preaching about waiting. You know, it is hard. You know, waiting sometimes ain't the easiest thing to do, especially when you don't know the time. You know, you don't know how far you got to wait, how long you got to wait. I heard my sister Dee Dee last week say, Brother Flipper, how long did it take them to get out of Egypt? Well, probably about what, 430 years. No, God don't tell us, you know, all the time when we coming out. He don't. He just say you going through. But that time and that season, we gonna get it, but it's with him to know. We only know that it was 430 years because we read about it. They didn't know nothing about that. It was going to have to be there that long. You know, Abraham had a dream. God gave him a dream. Told him, y'all going to go into a place you're going to be getting whipped. Y'all going to be going through. But it's just something about, you know, waiting, the unknown. But, you know, sometimes even if we knew, how would we fare? Brother Al, you coming out tomorrow. You know? But that still don't work. I know my birthday is in May. Right? Now my wife might do something real good. She gave me a 50th birthday party. What you got planned this? You know? She saying she ain't got nothing planned. But anyway, you know, my birthday is in May. You know? But I can't speed it up. I just got to wait till May. You know? Christmas is in December. Some people have Christmas in July. They want to hurry up and get them gifts. Can we have Christmas in July? You know, they want to hurry up. But you got to wait to December. You know, it's just like our blessings. Some blessings and healings and deliverance, you can't speed up the process. You just got to wait. If God knows you're going to come out in May. God knows. Whether you're going to come out in December, 430 years, or 38 years, God knows. But we don't know. So this waiting stuff is really tearing up a lot of the saints. We were talking about that this morning in Bible study. You know, people just don't hold on no more because they can't wait, you know. But let it be something that we know about, that something that I found out about my birthday. You know, I told my wife about hers unknowingly, sent out a mass text, and she was one of them. You know, it's easy then. It's okay. Oh, I can wait because I know what's going on now. I know October the 5th come, I got something coming from my hood. But if I never said nothing, because I told you, we can't go. Why? You can't have a birthday, but you can't have it all, man. You know, like they tell us, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, but when we know, it's easy to wait. You know, when we know for sure, it's easy. Lord, I wonder if that's patience. Is that true patience? When you know. Tomorrow, I guess I better start prophesying over some other folk. I keep saying Brother Al. But see, this is a personal walk. Because Brother Al waiting too. I'm going through some things too. So I have to encourage myself. You know, I have to pat myself on the back. I have to just, Lord, you know, I be listening to y'all. When, Lord, when? But y'all, I go, when, Lord? When, Lord? But no more, Lord. I ain't asking when. Help me to endure. Help me to get through this thing because I know I'm coming out. One day, I don't know what day it is, but I know that God is going to bring me out of this mess that I'm in. You know, and the mess ain't always my mess. You know? I'm going to tell you, I'm waiting on my children to get saved. I'm waiting for them to get saved. Well, Lord, when they get saved, I know I'm going to have to wait for something else. But we always be in this waiting period. We can always be on this porch where this man sat. We're going to always have to wait on God. So let us go to the scriptures. John 5, chapter 5, verse 1. And I'm going to read also James 5. I can find that. While you're finding it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. One more time, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for a brand new day on today, God. New mercies, oh God. Brand new mercies, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Father, for keeping us, Lord. We thank you, God, for bringing us out this morning, God. We thank you for our health and our strength. Lord, we thank you for this word, God. Lord, when we get off, God, we can run to this word, God. And this word, God, will always put us back on track, Lord, if we obey. So, Father God, I pray on today, God, that you would use me, Lord. Use me to encourage your people, God. Lord, use me, God, to bring them up, Father God, to the faith, oh God, where they need to be, God, to trust you, God. Not in man. So I pray, Father God, that you anoint me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, waiting ain't always easy. Well, waiting ain't never easy, even when you know it. Just want to hurry up and get here. We just a messed up folk. Chapter 5, John, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halted, withered, waiting for the move of the water. They're waiting for the move of the water because they knew that in verse 4 said that an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. I'm going to go over to James 5. Let's see here. I start at verse 1. I'm going to read all the way to believe that's verse 7. Yeah, verse 7. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped and enter into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanting. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and you do not resist you. He says, be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long, can I emphasize on that, long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. James says up here in verse 7, he says, be patient, therefore, brethren. And we got to be careful. He's talking about the brethren. They asked Jesus, they told Jesus, Jesus, your mother and your brother out here waiting for you. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He said, they that hear and do the will of my father is the same as my mother, my sister, and my brother. Those are my brothers and my sisters that he's talking about. The children of God. That's who James is talking about. I'm going to go back to John here. And waiting, he said, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind and halted, verse 3, withered and waiting for the moving of the water. Some people just don't want to wait, like we were saying earlier today. You know, I think about this setting here in the Bible where these people just laid up on this porch. You know, the Bible says that they was impotent folk, blind and halted. And I just can't help but think about what I was thinking about with the what came to my mind this morning when I was studying. You know, at least this man, I really believe, was really waiting. And when you're waiting for something, man, you got to be, you know, wait is to stay where one is or delay action until a particular time or until something else happened. This man, I believe, was just waiting, but he just couldn't get to the pool first. You know, how many times when we say we're waiting on something and we get the jaw jacking, we don't know when the water's going to be troubled. You know, we don't know when God is going to come. We don't know when his move is. That's why he tell you to wait. You know, and waiting ain't just sitting there. Man, the Bible tells us to watch and pray. You got to watch while you're waiting. I wonder how many of those people was just sitting there at the pool, just watching. I don't know what the season was. I don't know if it was twice, three times a month, once a year. You know, the Bible don't say do it. You know, it just, they were waiting for that move. You know, I can't help but think if it was me, I'd be on my knees at the edge of the pool, you know, and say, look, you know, it's like almost a race. Who gonna get in there first? But can't you imagine some people just standing around, jaw jacking, you know, and all of a sudden they turn around, hey man, what Billy got? Man, we missed out. The water moved. And some next thing you know, turn around, where Fred go? Fred ain't got in that water. We done missed out. We missing out because we don't want to wait. We ain't waiting for real. We say we waiting. But I say this, if you put time with anything, it's like an old refrigerator. And y'all know the old refrigerator, they say, can't hold nothing. Time gonna tell it on you. That refrigerator gonna open up its mouth and it's gonna tell it. Time will let people know if you really waiting. You know, all you gotta do is just stay there and wait. I'm waiting too. I'm gonna see if Joe waiting. Man, I just give up. That man could have said, well, look, I give up. I'm tired. I'm tired of waiting. But this man, instead of throwing up his hands, he delayed his action. The Bible says, you know, he stayed where he was. Wait is to stay where one is. I'm going to stay where I'm at. I like where I'm at. It don't feel good where I'm at right now, but I like where I'm at. You know, I have to delay my action sometime. I feel like saying, well, God, I'll come back to the pool tomorrow. I'll come back to the altar tomorrow. I'll wait till Pastor them have a praise or worship service or a special service for prayer. I'll wait then. You might miss out. You know, you got to delay your reaction. You know, you feel like walking out. Hold up. Let me wait. I'm waiting for God. I don't know when God's going to come. We don't know when God is going to move. But we know God is going to move. God got to move for us. He's got to move for us. So we wait by not moving. Sometimes you waiting is just standing there. You know, just standing. Lord, I'm going to wait until, you know, Job said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. All the days of my appointed time. I got some more time coming, I guess. If I wake up tomorrow, I got to wait. If I wake up the next day, I got to wait. If my blessing ain't came. But when my blessing come, I got to wait for something else. You got to wait for God. You know, James said, look. He said, look. Be patient, therefore, of the coming of the Lord. God is going to come. We know the story about this man waited 38 years. He waited so long to where I believe the Father and the Son were sitting up there, and Jesus and the Father so merciful. I believe Jesus like, past them folk, went right to that man. You know, Jesus finna walk right past some folk right to you. Jesus finna walk right past these high-minded folk. That, well, I've been doing this and I've been doing that, but you really ain't been waiting on God. Jesus, God knows whose heart, he knows who's waiting on God. He know exactly who's waiting. Yes, they all were waiting, but this man waited long. It's like he waited there longer than anybody. 38 years and still ain't give up. How many of us going to wait on God? How many of us going to say, well, Lord, I'm going to wait until my change come. My change is going to come. One way or the other, my change is going to come. If he don't come and heal me, if he don't come and pull me out of this thing, but he going to take me on the glory. That's still a change coming, because we're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. So your change is going to come. You can't give up on God. A lot of folk want to give up and turn their back on God. James said, be patient, therefore, for the coming of the Lord. The husbandman waited and have long patience. I'm going to keep emphasizing that. Long patience. Because long patience. It's short patience. When we say long patience, it's short patience. You know, I'm going to wait, Lord. But if you don't do so, give God an ultimatum. I'm thinking to myself, oh, Lord, help me. Good Lord. But if you don't come tomorrow, Lord, then see, you go on and do what you're going to do. Get what God said. Go on. Look, go on with your bad self. Go ahead. You got it all in control. You can handle this. You know, I'm trying to show you something. God trying to show you something, not just you. He's trying to show other folks something. But he picked out you because he know when people's eyes are on you, people are watching you. But when God come and do the thing for you, people going to say, well, they waited. I know, girl, I know exactly what she was going through. I know what Brother Al was going through. He waited. Now I'm going to wait. You better hope that you didn't miss your turn. You better hope you didn't miss your turn. But the Bible said the husband waited and have long patience for the precious fruit of the earth. And having long patience for the precious fruit, don't think that God is coming back for some apples, some oranges, peaches, and all of that stuff. He said he have long patience for the fruit. The husbandman is God. Jesus said, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. So God is coming back after something. He ain't coming back after no trees and no apples and no oranges. Don't get this thing mixed up. You know, you got to bag all your apples and your oranges. And when God comes, Lord, I got that offering that Abel had. I'm going to give you the best apples. I'm going to give you the best oranges. I'm going to give you the best pomegranate. God ain't looking for none of that stuff. God said when he come back, he looking for some fruit. He's looking for love. Can I love my brother and sister in spite of? Am I going to love my enemy? Am I going to love my neighbor as myself, which is the greatest commandment? That's what God looking for, that kind of fruit. That kind of fruit can't be taken from you. I was talking to my son this morning. We were talking about the word and about having things. I said, the most important thing that you want to have is something on the inside of you. This external stuff don't mean nothing. Things going to be. Not can be, they're going to be taken from you. Things are going to be wiped away from us. So when God come back, do you have joy? Can I rejoice when all hell is breaking out around me? Can I sit here when, Brother Al, you just lost your son, you lost your mother, you lost all you, y'all been going through. Can I rejoice? Can I say, Jesus, 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 and my heart breaking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, my back hurt. Lord, I don't feel like going on, but Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, Jesus. Can I rejoice when all hell is breaking out around me? Can I delight myself in God when things ain't going right? God see things ain't going right in your life. Don't think God is blind. God see everything that we're going through. We act like God don't see. Now, Lord, you see now. Yeah, I see. You know, yeah, I see. The Bible says his eyes go to and fro about the earth, beholding good and evil. So he see the evil stuff, but he want to see some good in you. He want to see some of that precious fruit that he's waiting for. He want to see some precious fruit. You know, peace. Will I let God, the God of all peace that surpass all understanding, keep my heart, keep my mind? When this stuff is going on, am I going to have peace or everything that is said, everything that come my way is going to shake me? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. Long suffering. Thank God for one of those pieces of fruit. Can I suffer long with God? Not just suffer by suffering, but suffering long. Can I hang in there when things ain't going my way? Can I hang in there when people don't want to be bothered with Brother Al? Or here come Brother Al. He gonna know what he gonna be talking about. He gonna be talking about the Lord. Let's go, y'all. And if sometimes, you know, sometimes feel like I'm all alone on this job. When Brother Pete ain't there, it's like I'm by myself. Well, when Brother Pete pull up and he said, and I pull up, we just do this. It's like David and Jonathan. Like, oh man, where you been, man? Boy, ain't you a sight for sore eyes? You know, but can I hang in there when people don't want to be bothered? Can I hang in there when things seem like they ain't, when it seem like they ain't going to come out? Can I hang in there? Can I suffer long with God? Can I endure all the pain? Can I endure the hurt? Can I endure what they say negative about me? Can I suffer long? That's what God is looking for. He's looking for some people that's going to suffer long with him. Can we do it? We are able to do it. And he says, Jesus said, well, I lost my faith. He said, and when Jesus saw him lie, verse 6, lie and knew that he had been long, now a long time in that case, and he said unto him, will thou be made whole? God already asked us, do you want to be healed? Do you want your husband delivered? You want your children saved? I want my brother saved. I want his mind fixed, God. I want my nephews, God, released from out of prison. It's a whole lot that y'all don't know that we're going through. And what affects one affects all. These young people out here, they don't understand that when they get in trouble, they pull a whole family in there. It ain't just you, man. When we get in trouble, we're pulling the whole host of heaven in it. It ain't just us. Because you know why? I love my nephews. I love my children. I'm concerned about them. I don't want no harm, no hurt to come to them. It ain't just because my children are okay. They always, boy, man, you got some good kids. You got some real good kids. So, yeah, you got some real good kids, too. I'm like, Lord, who are they talking to? You know, my kids ain't the worst, but I'm expecting better. I'm looking for better than what they are. I thank God for where they at, but I'm looking for better. When they get better, then I'll agree with them. Yeah, you right. When they get saved, I'll say, yeah, you right. You know? But that's the same way with God. When we get in trouble, the whole host of heaven is involved. Don't think because when you go out there and get in trouble, your family gonna turn their back on you. No, your family got your back. At least my family do. Something happened to me, they always call me, you want us to do something? I want you to help me pray. Oh, well, we'll be back. we'll come back when you get finished praying. We don't believe in praying. Well, I do believe in praying. I believe in letting God fight my battles. I believe in letting God lifting up a standard for me. And it works. I had a nephew tell me, said, man, whatever you're doing, you keep it doing. He said, I admire your faith. I admire what you're doing, uncle. I said, Lord, get a hold of this boy. Get a hold of him. See, Jesus said, what I do, I see my father do. Then if he doing what he see his father do, then we should do what we see Jesus do. That old saying, what would Jesus do? Have you ever asked that before? Here lately. I know he asked in the past. I had to get back to that. Lord, what would you do? Because all this other stuff that they telling me, it don't line up with the word. Help me to find it in the word so I know what to do. Then when I know that you said it, you had it written in the Bible, I can't go wrong. The things ain't changing, but Lord, you said it. You said stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You said that, Lord. You said love my neighbor and don't go over there trying to get back at my neighbor. You said it, Lord. We got to do what he say do. Mary said, look, whatever he say do, do it, man. Whatever God tell you to do, you better find yourself doing it. God done told us to do some things around here. We better find ourselves doing it. See, God waited for us. So long God waited for us. He waited for us. And it don't seem like he waited long to do it. Oh, he didn't wait for me long. Most obituaries say, and he gave his life as an early age. Some of us ain't on obituaries, though. And some of us say, well, I was saved way before you saved, boy. But I know some of them gave their life at an early age. But God still had to wait long for them. God waited 30 and 8 years for some, 40 and 8 years, 50 and 8 years, 60, 70 and 8 years. God waited for you still. He still waited for you. He didn't turn his back on you. And God yet waiting on some folk today. And that's long. That's long suffering. And when we waiting for God, Lord, I just can't wait. I just can't do it. Yes, you can. Stop selling yourself short. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Only if Christ is strengthening you, we can do whatever we want to do if God is in it. So it was a long time that God waited. He's still waiting on some of us. David said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait on him. God, look, God is going to come and strengthen your heart. The things that your heart, your heart is failing on some stuff that you're going through. I don't know what it is. You know what you came here with this morning. But he said, be of good courage. good courage, not just a little courage. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong and know that God's going to come through. He said he will strengthen your heart. And when God see you struggling, standing on his word, devil still coming at you, high on your trails, he said, I'm going to strengthen your heart. I'm going to cause you to go through all of it. I'm going to cause you to stand through the hell and the high water. How did you do it, Brother Al? That was a hard pill to swallow, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. Because God took the pain away. I ain't had to take the pill. God took all the pain away from me. That wasn't no, I didn't have to swallow no pill. I didn't have to go see no doctor. I didn't have to go up there and sit and say, no. I waited on God. Yes, I was hurting, but I waited on God because God told me that he would mend the broken heart. God said it. If God said it, you can put your foot on it because it's going to happen. Long as you're waiting for him, you got to have something inside of you. We just got to have faith in God. You know, the Bible says now on faith. He ain't talking about faith that you had yesterday. He ain't talking about all that. I ran to a buddy of mine. Well, he knew me. I knew of him. And we got to talking about some things, and I'm listening, and he tell me about our ancestors, how our ancestors really ain't from Africa, man. You go on the internet and listen to Dr. Horace and whoever this man was, and I'm just having my head down. I'm letting him have the pulpit, Lord. I'm saying, you say study to be quiet. Be slow. You know, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. I don't want them ruffling my feathers. He said, well, over here and over in Illinois, our ancestors came. All of this stuff was from my ancestors, man. You know, you got to question all of that stuff. Even Christianity, when he said that, rose up. And then I started looking out the window. I said, Lord, I can't hold my peace. He said, them Christians, man, you know, they teaching us all of that stuff, man. You got to question that stuff. See, that's the white man's Bible. And that's this and that's that. I said, you know what? Wait a minute, man. I said, I'm one of those. I'm one of those Christians, man. I said, do you know what Christian mean? He didn't know what Christian mean. I said, that just simply meaning Christ-like. You know, I'm just a follower of Jesus Christ. That's what makes me a Christian. You know, I like what Jesus do. I like what Jesus teach. I like his teaching. I like his walk. You know, but our ancestors, I said, man, listen here. They over there evangelizing my ancestors still. They still couldn't get it right. So what they got to tell me, I don't even want to hear it. They over there trying to make them out of Christians. So if they came from over there to over here, if they ain't talking this talk, I don't even want to hear it, brother. I said, I ain't got time for that. You know, I say Jesus is the way. I say, man, if you ain't going by the way of Jesus, then you're going the wrong way. You're still going the wrong way. So I don't want to follow my ancestors. My daddy was good. My mama was good. My uncles and some of my aunties, all of them good. But I don't want to follow them. You know, they have it all right. Jesus got it all right. He can keep me in the way that I'm going. You know, they can only tell me so much, but Jesus can tell me everything that I need to know. You know, you got to have faith. The Bible says now on faith. He said right now on faith. Not yesterday faith. Not the faith that you say you're going to have after service today. Not tomorrow. Now on faith. Right now on faith. We got to have some now on faith. We got to have the faith. We got to trust God. The Bible tells us that Abraham, he believed God. He was going to sacrifice his child. He believed God. The Bible tells us also that Abraham, when he was called out, he didn't know where he was going. But Abraham said, okay, Lord, I'm going to go. The Bible said he went not knowing where he was going. What kind of faith is that? That's crazy faith. Here God tell us, just wait a little while. Well, Lord, I've been waiting for a week. Good night. I've been waiting for a month. This thing is getting hot. He said, look, if you walk through the waters, the floods come, they won't overtake you. I'll be with you. The fire come up against you, I'll be with you. It won't burn you. He said, the higher the flood get, the higher my standard get. I don't care what come up against you. You can handle it. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. We ain't no wimps. We ain't no chumps. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. What you mean fearfully? The devil fear us when we know. When we know. Not when he know. The Bible said he trembled. He trembles at Jesus. What's inside of you? Jesus inside of me. So when he come up to me, he going to tremble. When he tremble, he going to bow down. And the Bible said, put your foot on his neck. But too many times the devil got his foot on our neck. Too many times we asked him, please let me up, Mr. Enemy. Please. Please. He ain't got no power. He's limited. God got all the power. God got power that worketh in you, but we don't know what we have. When we know, when we find out who we are and whose we are, what God would do if you bother me? Huh? Put your hands on me, man. Look here. You in trouble. You can't even talk about me. You can't say a word. If you do, you better bless me. You better say, Al, you bless. You better slip me a Holy Ghost handshake. If you're going to do anything to me, you better keep your mouth off of me. You can't touch me. You can't have me because I belong to somebody. I belong to Jesus Christ. I'm not myself. I belong to him. And everything that I got belong to him. I'm Jesus' kid. Not a PK. What's that, PK? I'm a JC kid. I'm a Jesus Christ kid. I'm untouchable. You know, faith works when you believe God. Faith is never failing. Faith is unstoppable. When you believe God, when you find out that I can wait and trust God, I feel like my trials that I've been through these last 3 years, I feel like can't nothing shake me now. I done been through, can't nothing break me now. Give it your best shot, man. Give it your best shot. I can do this because Christ ain't gonna never leave me. I ain't gonna say I ain't gonna hurt no more. I ain't gonna say I ain't gonna bow down no more. Lord Jesus. But when I'm finished, I'm going to be standing. I'm going to be the last man standing. The devil going to get tired, say, look, I'm tired of fooling with you because you just won't give up, Pastor. You just keep on coming. You over here every day. You know, the devil going to get tired of you. He might go to one of your siblings. He might go to one of your children, your grandchildren, but he going to get tired of you. And then guess what? He going to find out I'm standing with them. He got to lead them too. The devil got to flee, y'all. He got to get out of here. God bringing us out this year, saints. God is going to bring us out this year. We think we having some testimonies now. Yeah, we standing. Yeah, Lord, I thank God for my tests, my trials. Yeah, I thank God. He's awesome. But when he bless you, when you come out, when you have that baby, when daddy gets saved, yes, I'm stepping out there. Oh, when my brother come back, Lord God, we're going to have some testimonies in here now. We might blow the roof off this place then. The roof might come out. Somebody saw that. The roof might come off of this place now. Look, don't y'all get dignified now when that stuff happened. Don't get dignified now and sit there and be talking about, well, yeah, God, you know, he's so good. You know, man, look, we got sisters running around here. We all probably going to be running around here when it happened. It's going to happen. God going to do this thing. He got to do this thing. We got faith in God. We believe in God. And the Bible tells us that, look, when we pray, if we know that God hears us when we pray, we have what? The petition that we desire of him. If we know that he hears us, you know, maybe God ain't listening to you. Maybe he went on a vacation for you. But I know God is hearing me. You know, sometimes it don't look like it. Sometimes it don't feel like, God, where are you? But I know because you said you would. That's what you got to know. That's faith. You know, it ain't based on what you feel. It ain't based on what somebody said about you. You know, well, I don't think they're holding on. You don't know what I'm holding on to. You know, I think they're a little bit shaky. I might be a little chilly in here. It is a little chilly right now. Who knows? But look, we coming out, y'all. We coming out of here. God is going to trouble the waters. You know what? God ain't got to trouble the waters. Pastor did something some years ago. And I said, Lord, if I remember doing the service, I will do it again. When we was y'all, I don't think y'all were here. So, Didi, I love you. I love you, Didi. Oh, I can have church with you, Didi. We have a good time in here, me and you. If I can look across there and see you, we have a good time. I mean, I come to church to see my brothers and sisters. I come, you know, even when they down, I come to look at them to try to smile and bring them up. You know, but when we was around the corner on Dyer, pastor said, look, God is troubling this water right now. God is troubling the water right now. If you believe God is troubling the water right now, you ought to be up here if you believe God is troubling the water. If you got something that you're waiting on, God is troubling the water. Come on up here. If you believe, I guess you don't believe, but I'm going to stand, Lord. Jesus in the house, he's troubling the water. So, Lord, even me, bless me. Bless me, Lord. I believe you're troubling this water right now, God. I believe you're troubling the water right now, God. I'm walking in the pool, Lord. I thank you right now, God, for saving my children, God. I thank you, Lord, for releasing my nephews, God. Thank you, Lord, for vindicating them, God. Right now, God, I believe, God, that you're troubling the water this morning. Saints of God, hold on to God. Believe God. I know I had a sister tell me, I'm just tired of folk telling me to hold on. What you want me to tell you? Going back to the world? That's my job. Hold on. Be strong. Wait for God. God ain't no wimp. God ain't never lost no battle. He never lost no fight. God is undisputable. He got all of the belts. If y'all can name them, whatever they are, he got them all, you know. He got deliverance belt. He got the healing belt. What else belt God got? He got the keeping belt. God got all those. He's undisputable. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. He better than Muhammad Ali. He way better than him. Ali lost some fights. God ain't never lost no fight. He never lost a battle. He ain't finna lose this battle that you're going through. God got your back. That's our slogan. Right here the saints said, God got your back this morning. God is with you. Be strong. Be strong and go. Wait. I'll leave you with this. David said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And if you can't be of good courage, we'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. And he, not pastor, not the elders, you know, he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say on the Lord, back into the hands of our pastor this morning.
Thank you.